you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Well, as somebody who resides in the great state of Texas, my next guest's information is, well, it's pretty important to us down here in oil country. I want to welcome to the program. He's recognized as a business development professional and international business relations professional, currently serving as the chairman of Delta Clean Tech, playing a major founding role in many other Canadian and U.S. companies as well. And Delta Clean Tech, and found him on Above Food as well. Above Food is led by visionary founders and a veteran leadership team with extensive experience across the food production ecosystem. So a entrepreneur and a very successful one at that. Lionel Kambitz is with me. Lionel, welcome. Good to have you, sir.
Well, thank you, Pastor Greg. It's great to be with you, and always great to be with the great state, or sometimes they say the great country of Texas.
Hear, hear. hear. Well, and to all of our audience, of course, we're on the Truth Broadcasting Network and several other networks, so we're coast to coast, and on TECN-TV, which is the number one urban online television network in the country. So pleased to welcome all of that audience as well. Lionel, this issue of energy, of course, we got hit very, very hard last winter with that horrific freeze and people actually lost their lives. We had power outages that we were experiencing here. And fortunately, I had purchased a generator, a propane powered generator. So we were able to stay above ground on that, but our well froze for about 24 hours. And, for folks that are experiencing these kinds of things now with the policies in place on a semi-regular basis and are really, I think, scared about what's going to happen this winter. Can you speak to that and talk to me about why you're concerned about where America sits today and where it gets its energy?
Well, thank you very much, Pastor. I can, and certainly the subject near and dear to me is the combining of the energy of the two countries of the United States and Canada, and by bringing the combined energy resources together of these two countries, we should be able to accomplish and achieve independence and no longer rely on what I would call foreign oil from the Venezuelas of the world and the Arab countries of the world, who sometimes haven't proven to be allies of ours in the first place and don't certainly have the values that we do. So one of the first concerns that I have is the fact that the XL pipeline has been stopped, mm-hmm. whereby all of that Canadian oil and northern oil from the northern plains of the United States and Canada would no longer flow through to the refineries of Houston and provide, America the oil and energy it needs out of its hub in Houston to be redistributed.
Sure.
So that was shut down very recently again, as you know, and I think it's damaging. It's damaging our energy security as a continent.
Well, and then we have, the situation that's going on over in Europe as well, where there are efforts by those that are not our friends to cut off the energy. I mean, President Trump was negotiating to get energy and natural gas from here over to Europe. We had pipelines up in Alaska. You talk about the pipeline. I believe you're talking about the Keystone pipeline, if I'm not mistaken. And
that's right.
And then there's, I think it's called the pipeline number 5, right, on the East Coast that, was the next target of this. I mean, I call him Pokem China Joe because, he's doing everything the CCP wants him to do to make America a third world country. It's O'Biden 3.0. It's really tragic.
Well, sometimes, Pastor, we have to do all the things that we can do. Then we can. Then we still have to rely on things we don't control.
Mm-hmm.
But let's control the things we control. Better pipeline systems in America and Canada. Better transportation of energy to be able to feed regions energy that are having shortages. The ability to self-contain more and more and rely less on extraneous forces that will come to us. And really, when we think about it, we all are very concerned about the environment. We're concerned about climate change coming upon us. And if you believe that in the next 30, 40, 50 years, we're going to be transitioning our way out of oil and more into natural gas, and then from natural gas more into renewables, well, that's fine. If that's the belief, then we have an opportunity to do that very successfully. We have an opportunity to do that internally between our two countries. Mm-hmm. We have enough oil. We have enough natural gas. And if we can allow that oil and natural gas to flow freely and not be impeded by special interest groups, then I think we have an opportunity to really have a balanced energy economy here in North America.
And we can do that by selecting the individuals that we have representing us who can make those kinds of decisions, whether it be on a local level, whether it be on a state level, or whether it be on the federal level. What other means do you suggest that we the people have? And I know that you have certain freedoms there in Canada. I know a lot of those have been under assault from certain regimes, and I've followed that as well. But nonetheless, both the people of Canada and the people of the United States do have the ability to have a voice. What are some of the things you suggest that the people do to take back our energy independence?
Well, I think we have to start asking the people who we elect and represent us. We really have to start asking and talking to them about their position on energy independence and the environment, because those are both social political issues that are real and are in the face of all citizens and all voters. And what is our stance on energy independence, on energy security, and what is our stance on greenhouse gas emissions and on the environment? And we have to have a conversation where we understand those messages together. We find ourselves isolating them, and too many are on either side of that. They don't realize that they can work very well together. Our energy independence, the cleaning up, we produce some of the cleanest energy in the world ourselves.
Yes, we do.
Europe, United States, Canada. We
yep.
produce clean energy.
Yep.
Why are we buying yep. dirty energy from countries that are our enemies? We're buying dirty oil from those countries, and we have a chance to really contain it and relate the energy security and the environment together. That's what I would ask of the people that we elect, and I think we can do that.
Well, and we're forcing, I mean, when you look at the Middle East, you know, we're forcing alliances, like, for example, alliances between Saudi Arabia and Iran with China, and we know that China's not concerned about what they do relative to the kind of byproducts that are released. I mean, the Wuhan virus tells us everything we need to know about that, but I mean, there's a whole lot of other things and atrocities that they're involved in, but they don't care about what they do to the atmosphere. We're the ones that are consistently restricting our abilities to be able to compete in the energy sphere. And we could actually be the leaders in providing energy as we began to be under the Trump administration to the rest of the world, so that the rest of the world is getting our clean energy and the dirty energy that you speak of is being reduced.
Well, you're absolutely right. I mean, the American machine, the ability the excellence in America in technology development is in itself, you know, one of the miracles of the world today. The ability to create these new technologies around cleaner energy and the utilization of cleaner energy. This is in America's wheelhouse. This is what America has been best at through its history, developing these technology solutions that are combined with business. It's a combination of technology advancing business and business advancing technology to get to the goal. So I still have great confidence. I'm an eternal optimist because of what America and Canada can produce for technologies that are going to continue to clean up energy and allow us to use energy and feel secure in the use of energy and continue to have the cleanest energy in the world.
Talk to me, if you would, about Delta Clean Tech and what y'all are doing, because I have friends that have converted their homes to solar. Well, I guess we'll have to talk about when we come back out of the break. But I have friends that have converted their homes to solar. The challenge that they have shared with me, though, is with regards to if they have panels that go out, if there's parts of the system that go under, what do they do relative to disposing of those? Because they're very difficult to dispose of. So there's a question with regards to that. So let's talk about that when we get back. And then we've got to balance the message, right, relative to this whole idea of climate change. I've had Bonner Cohen and a number of other experts that have come on, scientists that have come on and talked about where a lot of the emissions are coming from. But I think it's being used as a political tool, as you suggested, more than it is as anything that really is about helping. Back more after this.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop. It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper, and since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today. 800-662-9236. 800-662-9236. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today. 800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. If you follow my program, you know I'm a miracle survivor of a catastrophic car accident where I saved my daughter's life, spent 6 weeks on life support, died four times, and broke bones in my head, neck, back, ribs, arms, pelvis, and both legs. That was in 2017. In 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live as my pituitary gland and adrenal gland shut down. In both instances, God and His natural cures saved and preserved my life. Recently, I was introduced to a product that has taken my healing to a whole nother level. If you want to know more, go to cgrwellness.com and sign up for an account. It's free to sign up. That's cgrwellness.com and sign up for your free account. And when you get done, email me at pg@pastorgregyoung.com. That's pg@pastorgregyoung.com, and I'll tell you how to get well.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God, in His grace and mercy, sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ. Spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy until He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned because their life matters, even if it means in that moment they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off-limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And my special guest is Lionel Cambites. Did I say that right, Cambites?
Cambites.
Cambites. Okay, I want to get it
there
right.
There we go.
I want to get it right. Lionel Cambites with Delta Clean Tech. So tell me a little bit about Delta Clean Tech and what you guys do, and then if we can also answer the question that I asked before the break, which is, you know, what's being done about the ability to dispose of solar panels that go bad or solar batteries that, you know, have reached their limit and are no longer holding the charge the way that they need to. And then the other problem I think we have, too, is where do we get this technology since China has all these essential minerals? You know, that creates a bit of a dilemma relative to circuitry. How do we circumvent that? So several things to talk about in the next, I don't know, 6 minutes. Go right ahead. Let's answer the world's troubles in 6 minutes, Lionel.
Thank you, Pastor.
You
first of all, we're in the technology. Delta Clean Tech is really a technology provider primarily to the energy industry. We believe in the energy industry. We believe in the electrification of North America. The Tesla, the Fords of the world now are committed to electrification of automotive, and that electrification is going to be the beginning of a great new clean energy economy in North America. And I think we're going to lead the way with electrification of the vehicles, the ability to produce electricity in a clean way, be able to fuel our vehicles moving forward. So I think we're making great gains. We don't pat ourselves on the back sometimes enough to say we are making gains, and those gains have to continue. So I would say the electrification of transportation is a massive gain. And I think our ability to produce electricity and capture carbon dioxide, which is what our technologies do. We like to clean up the clean up electricity, clean up when hydrocarbons are burned. We want to clean them up and capture the carbon dioxide from those and use that carbon dioxide to produce good products. So that's our core technology. And when we look into it, it's what we have to do. We have to continue to revitalize energy, to renew energy and to make sure we have enough of it for security, but also modernize it. And we're doing that today with the electrification of the automotive industry in North America.
Now, of course, down here in Texas, as you know, we have, you know, a lot of oil and gas. I mean, these are major functions of our economy, and not just ours. I mean, when you came on, we talked about the XL pipeline and, you know, a lot of high paying jobs that were associated with that, that instantaneously went away, by the way. Pipeline number 5, you've got that same concern relative to that. So what do you say to those folks that are looking at this and saying, okay, well, if we make this shift over here, how do we, you know, what do we do about the jobs? What do we do? Because as we animate and we use AI, now all of a sudden human involvement is reduced. Where does this all fit together? How could it be used for good? And how are they using it right now? Maybe for some not so good reasons.
Well, I think we have to consider the fact that we're going to need oil. Let's talk about oil and let's talk about gas. We're going to need oil for, you know, the next 30, 40, 50 years in this transition. We'll need it forever, but maybe its usefulness for mobile transportation and other things will back away, you know, over the next many years. But as that backs away, the need and necessity for natural gas increases.
Okay.
So we're transitioning to different forms of energy. And so we're transitioning perhaps from an oil-based economy over the next 20, 30 years to a natural gas-based economy. And then eventually, while we're doing that, we're transitioning slowly to the renewable economy. And that has to be done as well because technologies are being developed and how to do that. Your comment on recycling is a good one, Pastor, because the computer industry faced this as well. And that is when these new industries emerge and evolve, the recycling of the older technology becomes a problem. And eventually, the recycling industry takes over. It tears these things back apart, takes the critical components out that are valuable, and recycles them back into a new form. So as recycling is required, I think that the recycling industry is gonna come to the task here and be able to help us with some of those issues that you discussed.
So really then it becomes, again, more about creativity and the ability to be able to perhaps create new job opportunities such as were created when you had the big box computers, right, that we used to have. And my goodness, At one point, folks, hard to believe, but what you see on your cell phone today used to take up probably a computer the size of three houses.
Your comparison is perfect. American exceptionalism in technology development is expressed exactly how you expressed it. We went from boxes half the size of our desks, as you know, to what we carry in our hand, which 20 years ago would be called a supercomputer. We carry it in our hand today. Do you believe if we accomplish that with the exceptionalism in technology development, that we can accomplish great things in transitioning energy? Of course we can. But in the meantime, we have to have energy security, we have to have energy reliability, and we have to continue to allow American exceptionalism develop the technologies to continue to create cleaner energy, cleaner energy sources.
And of course, this also then speaks to a concern about the kind of education that we're providing to our children here in America as well, because we need to give our kids that kind of concept of American exceptionalism and then an exceptional education so that America can continue to compete in the world. And to me, these are all conservative values that tie together.
I think they are. I think there's the imperative of education is so profound to keep that exceptionalism moving forward. And I think instructing our children of those imperatives, the importance and responsibility that they have to be part of American exceptionalism, it starts with their approach to their own education. Their self-management, self-analysis of their own education is the approach that we have to start with and continue to prioritize it, as you mentioned.
Excellent. All right. Lionel Cambites, CEO, Delta Clean Tech. You can find him at deltacleantech.ca, deltacleantech.ca, CA, of course, for Canada. Lionel, it's very nice to have you. Thank you for being with me today. I greatly appreciate it.
All the best, and enjoy Texas. I'm jealous. Wish I was down there. I wish I was down there in the great state of Texas.
There you go.
Thank you, Pastor.
You betcha. My sincere pleasure. All right, folks, don't go anywhere. Hour number two straight ahead. Lots to cover.
The Bible claims to be the most powerful, accurate, and authoritative book ever written. And for that reason, it's faced countless challenges and attacks, which raises the question, how do you defend the Bible? Well, there's no better defense than the one made by God himself. Join John MacArthur for a compelling look at God's own defense of Scripture on Grace to You.